Hello, I'm Matt Campbell, and welcome to this week's Look at Linux. On the 26th of June, I released a new version of the ZipSpeak Linux distribution, which contains Slackware 7.1 and SpeakUp 0.09a. The current version of SpeakUp, and therefore the current version of ZipSpeak, supports the following speech synthesizers: the Accent PC, the Accent SA, the Apollo 2, the Adapter, the Braille and Speak, the DeckTalk Express, the older DeckTalk External, the DoubleTalk PC, the DoubleTalk LT, the SpeakOut, and the Transport. The new version of ZipSpeak also includes a utility I wrote called SpeakUp Config, which gives you an easier way of changing the most common settings in SpeakUp: the punctuation level, speech rate, volume, pitch, and tone. I will demonstrate SpeakUp Config in the near future. The new version also includes the Lynx configuration that we've used in the past for web browsing, so that you don't have to reconfigure Lynx yourself. Finally, the new version will let you use keyboard layouts other than the standard US layout and still have your SpeakUp screen review keys. One of the disadvantages of Slackware, including ZipSpeak, is that it's not easy to upgrade the whole system without reinstalling it. We could upgrade a package at a time, but that's a somewhat tedious process, and even then we would lose some changes that we've made to our configuration files. So this week, I'm going to show you how to back up your home directory, which contains all of your personal files under Linux. To do this, we'll use tar, which is the standard archiving utility under Unix. Tar stands for tape archive because it is sometimes used to make archives on magnetic tape. It can be used just as well for making archives to a standard file on a hard disk. Tar files are often compressed with the gzip utility, though another utility called bzip2 is also available, and you can make tar files with no compression at all. Also note that gzip can be used to compress any kind of file, whether it's an archive or not. To use tar, we'll need to include some command line options. Typically, in a Unix program, you can string any number of command line options together in one word, with a dash at the beginning of it. In tar, you don't even need to include the dash. One of the command line options that we'll need is the action. In this case, it's C for creating a new archive. Another option we want to include is Z to zip the file with gzip. Another option is V for turning on verbose mode, which I want to have turned on so that you can hear what's being backed up. Finally, we need to include the F option so that we can specify the file name to be archived, since I'm not using a tape device. After the command line options, you will need to specify the file name of the archive. And for this example, we're going to back up the home directory into the DOS file system outside of the Linux directory, so that you could then erase ZipSpeak, reinstall it, and still have your backup. Now, to access the rest of the DOS file system outside the Linux directory, you access it through the /DOS directory, with DOS in all caps, as I told you last week. Normally, for a tar file compressed with gzip, the extension would be tar.gz, since file names in Unix don't have any significant limitation in how long they can be. But under ZipSpeak, when we're accessing the rest of the DOS file system on which Linux is installed, we can't use long file names as we do in Windows 95 and 98. So we'll need to limit our file name to 8 characters and the extension to 3 characters. A common 3-character extension for gzipped tar files is tgz. So that's what I'll use. In fact, you may remember that if you listened to the Look at Linux in which I installed the Pine package. For the file name, I'll use homedir, homedir. After the file name on the tar command line, we need one more thing, which is a list of files and directories to archive. In this case, we want to back up the whole home directory, and that will be our current directory, so we can just use a dot. So now, let's do it. First, in order to access the DOS file system, or specifically to write to it, I need to switch to root with the su command.
Su, password colon. Darkster colon slash home slash matcat number. T A R space T Z B F space slash D O S slash H O M E D I R dot T G Z space dot.
Here we go.
Dot slash dot less dot less or dot prime dash debug one mail slash send dash mail slash save dash messages dot primer dot address book dot address book dot root demo dot txt dot links or dot links line cookies demos dot txt darkster colon slash home slash matcamp number.
As you can hear, Pine put quite a few files in our home directory, including a mail directory with some folders in it. Lynx also put a cookies file in there from when we were on google.com in a previous Look at Linux. Now I'll get out of the root account with exit.
Exit exit darkster colon tilde dollars.
Now suppose I had just removed and reinstalled a new version of ZipSpeak and I wanted to restore the backup of my home directory. Well, the tar command to do this is somewhat similar to the tar command for create. For the action, instead of C for create, we use X for extract. Again, we use the Z option to indicate that this is a tar file compressed with gzip. We could include the V option for verbose output so that we get a list of files being extracted, but this time I'm not going to do that. And again, we include the F option, and after that, the file name of the archive. After the file name, we could include a list of individual files and directories to extract. If we don't, then the whole archive will be extracted, which is what I want. So, now let's go ahead and extract the archive. And for this, we don't need root, because all users on your system have read-only access to the DOS file system.
T-A-R space X-Z-F space slash D-O-S slash H-O-M-E-D-I-R T-G-Z darkster colon tilde dollars.
And it's done. If you have any questions or comments about this week's Look at Linux, write to me at Matt, M-A-T-T, at acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, this is Jonathan Mosen inviting you to join us again at the same time next week.